Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 drums lesson, and we're going straight into a very specific old school DNB problem: how to saturate ghost notes so they speak and roll without your peaks, jumping up and stealing headroom from the whole drum bus. Because that's the trap, right? You add drive, it sounds exciting for 5 seconds. Then you look at the meters and your drum bus is suddenly slamming, the groove feels flatter, and the snare doesn't feel like the leader anymore. Today you're building a reusable ghost note saturation rack using stock Lev12 devices. The goal is simple: more audible ghost chatter, more harmonic readability on small speakers, and basically the same peak level as before. Character without the penalty. First, quick mindset shift. Treat ghost notes like RMS content, not transient content. You don't want to create new spiky edges. You want the body to rise while peaks behave. That's the whole game. Step 0. Set up the ghost track so saturation behaves. Make a dedicated track called Ghosts. This can be audio slices from a break, low velocity snare taps, or 16th hats with velocity randomness. The key is isolation. Don't try to do this on your entire break bus at first. Put only the stuff you want to turn into gritty glue on this track. Now gain stage immediately. Drop a utility first in the chain. Pull the gain so the track is peaking around -18 to -12 dBFS. If that feels quiet, good. You're making space for the saturator to work like a tone tool, not like an accidental clipper. Here's why that matters. Saturation is input dependent. If you feed it hot audio, you'll think you're winning loudness, but you're really just spending headroom and flattening the groove. Step 1. Control transient spikes before saturation. This is the headroom cheat. Ghost notes are supposed to be quiet, but they often have tiny transient needles. Those needles are what make distortion suddenly sound harsh and also what makes your peak meter jump, even if the part's quiet. So, before any drive, add drum bus. Keep drive at 0 for now. Turn transients down somewhere around -10 to -25. Boom off. Damp at 0. You're not trying to fatten. You're just shaving the little spikes so the saturator sees something consistent. If you want a more surgical option, use glue compressor instead. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 seconds, ratio 2:1, and just tickle 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. And very important, turn soft clip on in the glue. That soft clip is a classic don't let peaks surprise me move. Step 2. Build a parallel saturation chain so your dry dynamics stay intact. Add an audio effect rack on the ghost's track. Make 2 chains, dry and dirt. On the dry chain, you can leave it basically untouched. Maybe a utility at 0 if you like staying organized. On the dirt chain, we're going to be disciplined. Start with EQ 8 before the saturator. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz. This is huge. It's one of the most reliable ways to keep headroom, because distortion loves to generate extra harmonic junk in the low mids, and that's where your drum bus starts feeling crowded and less punchy. If the break is getting needle sharp, you can also pre-dip a little around 3 to 6 kHz, just a touch, because we can always add presence later in a controlled way. Now add saturator. For old school smoothness, try soft sign. If you want it grittier and more hardware clip, try analog clip. Set drive around +6 to +12 dB as a starting range. Turn soft clip on inside saturator. That matters because it stops you from creating new surprise peaks. Then do the thing most people skip: output compensation. Pull the saturator output down until the dirt chain is roughly level matched. Often that's -6 to -12 dB, depending on how hard you drove it. If you want bite, enable color. Aim at around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz. That's a sweet spot for audibility without relying on ultra-top fizz. After saturator, add a limiter as a safety net. Ceiling at -1 dB. Gain at 0. The limiter should only catch occasional peaks, like 1 to 2 dB at most. Not sit there working constantly. If it's constantly clamping, that's not controlled. That's just too hot. Now blend it. Start with the dirt chain all the way down. Bring it up slowly until you feel the ghosts become readable inside the groove. Not solo, inside the groove. Typically this ends up something like -18 to -10 dB relative to the dry chain, but use your ears. And here's the teacher note: parallel saturation is you adding information, not replacing dynamics. If your dry ghosts stop feeling like ghost notes, you brought up the dirt too far or you drove too hard. Step 3. Make it frequency dependent so it feels old school instead of distorted full band. A lot of classic jungle grit is basically upper mid excitement with controlled low mid energy. So after saturation on the dirt chain, you can tone shape. Option 1. Multiband dynamics very gently. Think of it as a stabilizer, not a heavy compressor. Solo the mid-band to listen. Nudge the threshold so the grit sits instead of spikes, and keep the high band from turning into spray. Option 2, and usually faster. Add another EQ8 after saturation. If it's harsh, do a small bell cut, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB around 6 to 9 kHz. If you need more presence, do a small bell boost, plus 1 to plus 3 dB around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Small moves, your seasoning. Now, advanced clarity trick. Pre-emphasis into saturation, then de-emphasis after. Before the saturator, add a gentle bell boost of plus 2 to plus 5 dB around 2 to 4 kHz. Then saturate. Then after the saturator, mirror that move with a cut of minus 2 to minus 5 dB at the same frequency. What this does is force the distortion to generate harmonics in the ear-sensitive zone. Then you pull the EQ back so it doesn't sound harsh. It often reads louder without actually moving your meters much. That's a very hardware mentality trick. Step 4. Keep headroom with real gain staging. Don't trust your ears only. Put a meter after the rack, or at least watch device meters and track meters carefully. Now do a proper A/B. Toggle the rack on and off. Adjust saturator output, chain volume, and a utility at the end of the ghost's track so the peak level stays similar. But here's the important upgrade. Also compare loudness, not just peaks. Look at LUF's short term with the meter. Saturation can keep peaks similar while the perceived loudness rises. If you don't level match LUF's short term, you'll always prefer on, even if it's worse for the groove. Try to get rack on versus off within about half a dB LUF's short term. Then decide poorly on tone and groove. That's how you stop fooling yourself. As a final trim, keep your ghost's track peaking around minus 12 to minus 8 dB FS max in the context of the full drums. And a super practical rule, if the ghost track is peaking higher than your main snare transient, you've gone too far. Ghosts are support, not the headline. Step 5. Glue the ghosts to the main break so they move with the groove. This is where it becomes proper DNB. We want busy texture, but the snare has to stay dominant. Add sidechain ducking, but only on the dirt chain. Put a compressor after saturation in the dirt chain. Sidechain it from the snare or from your main drum bus. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set threshold so you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. The feeling you're after is the snare cracks through and the ghosts immediately fill the space around it. Advanced variation, often cleaner, sidechain the distortion input instead of ducking the output. Put the compressor before the saturator in the dirt chain, sidechain from the snare, and duck only a couple dB. That way, the saturator isn't generating extra crackle right on top of the snare transient. Your snare stays clean and the ghost bed stays present. Step 6. If you want that committed 90s printed grit, resample it. Make a new audio track called Ghost Print. Set input to resampling or directly from the ghost's track. Record a few bars. Now you can fade and crossfade for clicks, EQ it more boldly, and even add a tiny bit of redux if you want the texture to feel older. Keep it subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample at X1 to X2. The moment it sounds like a gimmick, back off. Now, quick coach warnings. These are the classic ways people lose headroom. 1. Saturating the full band ghost track. That's how you get low mid mud and surprise peaks. Fixes high pass into the dirt chain and parallel blend. 2. Driving without output compensation. Louder always sounds better, so you push too far. Fixes level matching and ideally checking LUF's short term, not just peaks. 3. Overhyping 6 to 10 kHz. That's brittle fizz, not jungle crisp. Fixes post-sat EQ dips, or reduce color and drive, or filter more aggressively before distortion. 4. Letting the limiter clamp constantly. If the limiter is doing real work, your chain is too hot. Reduce drive, trim pre-gain, or lower the dirt chain level. 5. Ghosts fighting the snare. If your groove feels smaller, they're stepping on the main hits. Fix a sidechain ducking, and consider input ducking into the saturator for cleaner snare dominance. A couple pro extras for darker, heavier DNB. Try saturating the room, not the hit. Put hybrid reverb on the dirt chain only. A tiny room like 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. High pass that reverb hard, even 600 Hz and up. Then saturate the reverb return and blend it low. You get dusty halo and motion that reads on small speakers without messing with your transient peaks. And for stereo, widen only the harmonics. On the dirt chain, use utility with bass mono somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Then increase width to maybe 120 to 160%. Keep the dry chain at 100. This gives you wide fizz and chatter, while the punch stays centered. Finally, here's your short practice run. Load a classic break and extract or sequence two bars of ghost material. Build the rack. Dry and dirt. On dirt, high pass at around 300 HZ. Saturator on soft sign. Drive around plus 9 dB. Soft clip on. Limiter safety. Level match so peaks are nearly identical on versus off. Then add snare sidechain ducking on the dirt for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Bounce a 16 bar loop and test three things. At low volume, can you still perceive ghost motion? Does the snare still lead the groove? And when you turn the rack on, did your drum bus peak rise? If it did, trim the output until it doesn't. If you want to really prove your rack is headroom proof, do this. Put a temporary limiter on the drum bus, ceiling minus 1 dB, gain 0. Toggle the ghost rack on and off. If that drum bus limiter suddenly starts working harder when the rack is on, you failed the test. Go back and reduce transient spikes before saturation, trim your input, or lower the dirt blend. That's it. Parallel, band limited saturation, controlled transients, real level matching, and snare pocket ducking. You'll get that rolling old-school ghost chatter that feels loud and energetic without spending the headroom you need for the rest of the track.